destabilizing activity is also a consequence of the administration's failed policy of strategic patience and its hollow pivot to Asia. Today's test marks the latest setback in a campaign to contain North Korea's nuclear ambitions, going back decades and several presidents. North Korea did agree to halt its nuclear weapons program back in 1994. But the years since then have seen an endless cycle of on-off negotiations, threats, sanctions, and ever more advanced tests by the North. A State Department spokeswoman was asked what happens next.
We won't stop our efforts in working with our international partners increase pressure on this very opaque regime in reaction to provocative acts like this.
In New York, the United Nations Security Council met yet again in emergency session to condemn the North and weigh its options. But China, which has veto power on the council, stopped short of saying it would back new sanctions. That prompted Secretary of Defense Ash Carter to say that Beijing has an important responsibility and needs to do more. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Margaret Warner.